Hi, everybody. It's me, Henesis, here from Arm Hug, and I'm here to introduce a new guest for you today, and I'm super excited. This is Khalil Thomas from Millionaire Phlebotomy Coaching, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how he started, because he used to have his own mobile phlebotomy business, and now he's a coach, and that's really new. I haven't interviewed a coach yet, so Khalil, get us started. How did you start this idea?
I was in nursing school back in 2018. And when I was in nursing school, I noticed that all the girls were bringing in their pens and papers, their flashcards, the pamphlet, everything, you know, and I was just there, you know, pencil in the air, you know, just trying to take notes. It's my second year. And I'm just like, I'm not really passionate about this. You know, I got into it because, you know, my mom and family, we don't see too many, you know, of our people that are in the nursing field that are male. So I was just like, okay, let me just give it a try. So I went in for it, for the money aspect of it, because I wanted to be successful. I wanted to, you know, have financial freedom being a nurse. I love helping people. So it was kind of natural for me. But what wasn't natural for me was when I was going through clinicals and we had certain nurses that we would follow behind, and they were pretty much one of those patients because they, you know, want to get through their shifts. And I didn't think that was really moral. So I was just like, I want to prevent patients from going to the hospital. So that's what gave me the idea of mobile phlebotomy. So one thing I know for a fact, phlebotomist has been around before I was even born. So I'm only 30 years old. So it's been a thing before I was even here. But it's how we're now marketing to the people so that they want to utilize our services. We got to remember, there's never been a mobile phlebotomy commercial at all, right? You can't say you've seen one on TV. I can't. I see one. So it's like, where are you guys coming from? So now I was in a place of, you know, starting my own phlebotomy business. But prior to that, I worked at LabCorp once I left Lincoln Hospital. And I was at LabCorp as like their top phlebotomist. I was drawing left and right. I was the only male there. The busiest site was on 8th and Market in Philadelphia. I was that go-to guy. But because I was just all over the place and I was at the front, I was drawing the patients and processing at the same time, that gave the patients an idea of who I am. Like, hey, is Khalil here? Or, hey, I know Khalil's in the back. Or, hey, I'm going to just wait for Khalil. They are all patients and all customers outside of my, out of the lab where that I'm working at, because they know me by name. They only want me to draw them. Like, these are important things that we really don't think about. Yeah, it's an in and out where we're sticking, but now I have a customer that I can actually go to because he only wants me to draw them, because you guys aren't drawing them, because either lazy staff or people just aren't experienced, or they just don't have a way with people, you know, because we can learn the art of phlebotomy, but we have to learn the art of attracting people. And that's what people fail to realize in the phlebotomy world. Yeah, you're sticking and going, but are you making a relationship with that person? Are you hearing them out when they say they have deep veins or rolling veins? How are you really assisting? Because I'm going to teach you ahead. One thing that you can do is listen to a person when they say they have rolling veins. So if you just change your position, get a different angle, make it seem like you're about to do a surgical procedure that's completely different than what they're used to. It just feels like you're really trying in their head, in their mind, because they're just like, oh, what are you about to do? Like a double tourniquet, or, you know, I'll kind of like, you know, touch the vein back and forth, wipe it down a little bit, kind of examine it. You know, it's just going that extra mile just to make that patient feel like they are very important and you want to get the specimen done. So I got into, you know, wanting to start that business based off of that hospital experience when I was in my clinical rotations in nursing school. And I read also in the book, in my nursing book, the med-surg book, it said that everyone's going to pretty much perish with one chronic disease. And it was at a 88%. So I just came up with the idea on how can we bring that 88% down another 57% so that we can have, 58% so that we can have a 50% chance of living longer. So that's when I was like, okay, so every ethnicity has a specific disease that attacks our culture. So African-American, sickle cell anemia, and diabetes, Latinos, heart disease and cancers, diabetes and obesity, Caucasians is heart disease and cancers, Asians is tuberculosis and hepatitis. So I was just like, why don't we just do blood work almost every single month so that we can actually catch these diseases during their awareness month? Because every awareness is every month, right? So we have breast cancer awareness, thyroid awareness, cancer, STD, HIV, all of these awarenesses. And now we can focus on these populations that are suffering with this specific disease during that month. And now we can offer blood work at a discounted rate. So now it's like, okay, I have all these ideas. Like, let me just put it together. So when I brought it together, it made sense to me. It made sense to other phlebotomists. It didn't make sense to the outside world. So that's where it became really hard. But even though I started, I was just like, okay, I have a patient here or there. It's working. It's working. But when COVID-19 came, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, my business is really picking up. People don't want to get blood work. I'm sorry. People don't want to go to the laboratory. They'd rather have blood work done at their home, hotel, college, dorm, or work area. They want to get antibody testing done. And that was a very popular, you know, thing that people were doing, was getting blood draws for antibodies. Hey, I was out with a crowd and I wanted to know if I got antibodies based off of that crowd and da 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 da. So I would do blood draws on top of what they have already from the doctor's office, from LabCorp, from Quest. So it was almost like, hey, I'm not only getting paid for this, but I can do an upcharge if I really want to. You can start a mobile phlebotomy business with no doctor. You can start it with, you know, no experience. Why? Because you can hire people and actually delegate them to actually do their tasks, because phlebotomists know their scope of practice. So it works almost like a call center if you have no experience. Patients are calling you. You tell your phlebotomist where to go. You get their schedule every week, so you know exactly who's available. So that's when you move forward with that. So it's like, it's a market, it's a business out here, but a lot of people don't know about it too much. So now that I'm in this realm, this community, people are starting to see the bigger picture and starting your mobile phlebotomy business. I was the one who woke up all these groups and told you guys, like, hey, like, you can start your own business, make your own money. People are calling me scams. People are saying that it's not possible. People are saying that, you know, it's not a market. But look at us now. And I didn't stop. I kept believing. I had perseverance. I didn't give up. I knew for a fact that people want to hear me. I just had to take some time. I had to go through some crap. I had to go through, you know, the BS with the social medias and everything else. But I'm here now and I'm still here. That means I'm doing something right. I have results that's going on. I have severe. That means I'm doing something right, you know? So when she came over here, she, you know, praised me and stuff like that. It's like, the proof is here, but now are you willing to listen? Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to be an entrepreneur and a boss? Or are you still gonna have that 9-to-5 mindset? Because if you do, I don't work with people like that, because it's so different now. It's not about how many hours you're working there, because you can work for $20 an hour, make $160 gross pay, and draw 80 to 100 patients in that one day. I mean, you can just draw 5 and be done for the day, make $325. So we're working smarter, not harder now, you know? So once I come and, you know, I come into your life and become like a mentor or a coach or even a therapist, because I have people calling me crying, upset, because it's entrepreneurship. It happens. We have our ups and downs. It happens. I definitely make sure that it's worth your while, because it's something that is brand new to a lot of people, and I'm bringing them on board, not only with the information, the blueprint, but the motivation, the inspiration, the knowledge, the empowerment that we're going to have too. But people don't have that person that can give it to them. But when I stepped in, I let people know, because I started from the ground up, I let people know that it's possible. And I'm gonna tell you why and how I made it possible. It's because of the content that I posted. Content is currency. We talked about it earlier. If I never had those pictures to prove that I was seeing patients, that I was drawing blood, that I was at their homes, hotels, college dorms, you wouldn't believe me. You would be like, okay, that sounds good, whatever. But I have proof that I have seen this elderly lady, this child, that I've drawn him with a butterfly needle, that I was at their house at 9:30 at night, because you can see the background, the window, that it's dark outside. So that makes it know that, hey, they must have been with at night. So now I have a patient. I have a patient population who works night shift. Now that they know that I can draw blood at 9 o'clock, they don't have to wake up extra early to go to the labs. They can go and call me and I'll be there at 12:15 at night. So now it's convenient, but they wouldn't know that if I had not had the content to back me up with the story that sells. So that's what I teach and I coach and I inspire and I put out there, because again, there's so many opportunities in mobile phlebotomy, but people need to wake up and see that it's there, and I'm here to guide you guys.
Awesome. And so you talked a little bit about coaching. So what's your coaching style like, you think? So it sounds like you're kind of someone who basically people can call even after the courses or the classes that you have with people are finished?
Yeah, I make relationships with them, because this isn't just coaching. It's like a lifelong relationship, because I don't believe that me talking to you for 1 hour is going to be enough for you to be successful. And I don't feel like if you make an investment with me that you should keep charging me every single time we speak, because you may not got it the second or third time, but I want to make sure you get value from me. So once you're underneath my umbrella, my coaching style is, once you're with me, you're stuck with me. If you're with me, you're going to grow with me. If you're with me, you're going to get everything you need from me 100%. So it's a freestyle coaching. I'm laid back. You know, I'm still relatable, but I definitely let you guys know about the business 100% so we can start executing things.
And do you only coach in your state?
Worldwide. I'm actually doing my first live in Baltimore, Maryland. So I'm doing a small class. I'm going to start off small and steady. And then as I do that, you know, I work up and then I start to spread. But yeah, I'll be traveling to Baltimore, Maryland on the 13th of February at 1:00 p.m. I'm teaching a class there live. So I'll be doing a workshop teaching them how to start the Wolf Body Business in an accelerated course.
So this is something they can do online?
No. So I have an online one and then I have it in person. Nice. So they can purchase both. So the online one is called 5 Patients to Freedom. All you need to do is draw 5 patients a day to make financial freedom, which is about $9,750 a month. And then we also have the live version of me in person. And I'm teaching you guys the accelerated way. Get your pen pads and laptops out. We're going to start applying for stuff. We're going to start looking up things. We're going to start, you know, maneuvering. So that's the live version. And then you still get the 5 patients to freedom included.
Great. And so I think a question that a lot of people are always asking with mobile phlebotomy businesses is, where do I get my business plan? You know, what templates do you use?
I have a business plan. I got it reviewed with 2 lawyers. I had a CFO a few years ago who helped me out. He's amazing. He's a great guy. It was typed. Like I typed it up, you know, and was able to have it reviewed by 2 lawyers. They helped me, you know, switch some things around with my language because I'm not a lawyer, you know, so I don't know all the language, but I know exactly what we can, you know, place in a business plan and what we need to, you know, have as far as numbers, because that has to be included too. So all of that, you know, was with help with my CFO and my 2 lawyers that I had on board for retainers.
And so for someone who's starting out, would you talk about that in one of your classes? Or do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you get a business plan when you work with me. So I have an actual business plan template. So it'll be almost like a mock of what I have. But we're all doing phlebotomy. It's the same exact thing across the board. So me having my business plan, you having it would do justice because we're doing the same exact thing. The only difference between the business plan would be my location. That's it. Once we switch the locations around, it'll be the same exact information that you'll be giving to investors or anybody who wants to see the business plan, because we're doing the same exact thing. We're making blood work convenient. We're making lab work convenient. We're coming to people's homes, hotels, college dorms. So that thing that's going to be on my business plan is going to be on yours too. So it had no problem. So I have no problem giving, you know, my mentees a copy of my business plan as a template so they can see how I did my marketing analysis for different types of homes in that specific area, because you have to understand every home or county have different types of household income, and that can be based off of, and your prices can be based off of that. So I go over that. That's all in the template, and also proposals as well. Because you have a business plan, you have to have a business proposal, only because now we have to propose to these businesses why it's important to have our company in your actual your company. Why is it important for our business to be associated with your company? Because we're bringing you money. You know, that's the whole purpose of a proposal. We want to let you know we can give you more revenue for your business if you let us in these doors. If you let us in these doors, I can show you that I can bring about $10,000 to $30,000 extra in your guys' business pockets. Why? Because you have patients who you had not seen, and I can actually offer a service for those patients at home or in home for blood work. So now that we're seeing these patients, and now that their billing is going to the insurance with their doctor's script on there because they have the ICD-10 code and also the diagnosis code, so all the credit will go for that specific doctor's office whenever they bill insurance. So now you guys are getting money. So now if I'm seeing 20 to 30 patients and they're getting executed, you guys are making more money. So why wouldn't you want to be a part? I'm not taking from you because I'm not an employee. I'm adding more to your actual business. So that's where this proposal comes in, so we can introduce to the people or prospect, you know, business partners.
Right. And then you mentioned tests. Do you think that, like, when mobile phlebotomists go out, they have to be accredited, and it's different for each state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that includes, like, the sneak peek, the COVID test. Like, where do people learn more about getting accredited like them to be able to
perform? So there's so many different commercial and boutique laboratories out there, like sneak peek, requested tests, and stuff like that. It's just a matter of searching, seeing what cities and states offer that, because some states you can't do that, like New York. You know, that's a very, you know, strict state where you can't do like Ulta Labs or anything like that, you know. So you will have to really look around for those specific laboratories, because there's some of them are hard to find. Toxicology labs and boutique labs and commercial labs, because not all of them are going to do COVID-19. Some are just going to do urine. Some are just going to do blood work, you know. So each one is going to be completely different. But there's thousands of them out there. There's more out there than there are lab course in Quest, honestly. Like, even though they are the biggest labs in America, we still have other laboratories that do the same exact thing, but they're just not as popular. They're like the Gucci and the Louboutin for laboratories, if you think about it. That's how you want to look at it. So it's like, we have other ones that are just as good, but at the end of the day, patients don't give a damn where their blood work went to. They just want the results. You can go to 123 Sesame Street Labs, you know, as long as that patient got a negative result for her test, she feels comfortable. She's okay. You know, no one's like, oh, this isn't lab work. I need another blood draw. It doesn't work like that. People are just worried about what their test results are. And if there's a result that comes back positive that they don't agree with, then they're going to go back to a second opinion or go to a different laboratory and stuff like that. But other than that, no, people don't worry about that. They just want to know where they're getting their tests from. So I go over all of that in mentorship.
Yeah, that's great that you said that, because there's a lot of things with expectations, I think, that patients have, because they might not understand the whole mobile phlebotomy process, but they understand this person's going to do this test for me, and then I get to get my results. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
Because I've seen comments where people are like, well, patients are telling me that insurance needs to be covering this, you know, that maybe I'm not giving the patient the right expectations. You know, why are they expecting that insurance should be covering this? Why are they upset with me?
Right. So in that situation, honestly, you know, it's about educating these people. We have to remember there's three ways to get into a person's heart in social media world. You have to educate them, elevate them, or entertain them. Out of those three E's, if we're not doing it, It's like, who are you? Don't forget, these are cold people trying to get, you know, we're trying to get their attention. These are cold. You have to turn our cold leads into warm leads. You come to them telling you, hey, you know, I have a service and it's $65. You know, we come to your house, hotel, college dorm, and draw your blood. How much? $65. I don't know. I can get insurance, you know. But that's a cold person who doesn't even know you, who doesn't even know your business, who doesn't even know what a lot of this is. So you giving them that price, this is like, I can get my insurance to cover that. But if we educate them, tell them the importance, tell them why they should get lab work and stuff like that done at your home, hotel, college, dorm, house, a regular thing. Now people are more, okay, I can see myself paying for that price. People are paying hundreds of dollars for notaries, mobile notaries to come to their house and notarize them. You can get it done free in the city. You know, so people are paying for the convenience. People are paying for the luxury. It's just about what type of luxury and how we can actually educate them so that they can actually make a purchase for a mobile phlebotomy business.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then how would you say your coaching is different from a phlebotomy teacher? Just so that people have some context on like what...
Phlebotomy teacher is teaching you how to draw blood, how to perform venipunctures. I teach you how to structure a mobile phlebotomy business, how to make money and create revenue and how to, you know, get business, you know? So that's... I don't teach people how to stick or none of that. I don't have classes on that, so...
Right, so you already need to be someone who... Are there qualifications, like, in terms of experience as a phlebotomist?
Yes and no, depending on what state you're in. We know that you don't need experience. I'm sorry, you don't need a certification. Because I tell people, phlebotomy is not a licensed profession, period. It is not. Doctorates is a licensed profession. Nurses go for the NCLEX, all of that is like national, you know? So for us, it's certification. And people really don't think about that when they're like, oh, I'm licensed in phlebotomy. I'm like, you can't be licensed. You certified in phlebotomy. I get that. You went through your certification course. And that's what people, those two words, license and certification, are two different things, and it holds two different weights. So if you're coming into this business with a state that allows you to just have experience, meaning you worked at a hospital and they trained you on the hospital floor how to draw blood, but they don't give you a certification for that, which is fine. But now you can take that experience to lab where you'd be successful without a certification working drawing blood. So that's completely fine. But now if you want to start your own business in that state that allows it, you can start your own business because you have the experience, but now you want to get your husband involved because he's seeing the money that you're making. So he doesn't have no experience at all. But what you can do is hire him, and now you're working, teaching him, shadowing him with your patients. So now he's getting the experience from your patients. So now he got 100 sticks in. So now he's considered a phlebotomist. All he needs is insurance now for his coverage, for needle stick injuries and things like that. But other than that, he's covered. So it's all depending on what state you're in and who's teaching you, because you can have people teach you how to draw blood and now you're completely a phlebotomist because you have the experience. I think phlebotomy is more about having that, you know, that comfort of drawing blood to a patient, you know, with just confident. Like, I know I can do this with no problem. You know, that's a strong phlebotomist. And people know that if they can do that, they'll do it. You know, if you know that you can't do it, you're like, I don't want to do that. I don't get sued. You know, people will know not to do that, you know, so.
It's true. You're dropping gems here, I guess, today.
Yes, dropping gems.
So last question for you. If someone is thinking about starting phlebotomy, because I've been getting a lot of questions about from students, like, can you start when you're 17 in high school? Do you need math? You know, like they're really, really young and thinking about a career in phlebotomy. Mm-hmm. What kind of basics do you think that someone would need to just get started? Obviously, after they probably turn 18 and they're ready for.
I would say when they get started, I want you guys to figure out what area of phlebotomy you want to be in, because you don't want to just minimize yourself to lab work, quest, a hospital or doctor's office. That's boring. Let's get into the, you know, fire department. Let's get into the prison systems. Let's get into the police stations. Those are forensics phlebotomy. We don't talk about that. You know, but there's so many different options that we can make careers out of, but people don't talk about these things. And now that they're available, it's like, okay, who's going to talk about them? Who's going to bring them up? Who's going to let them know? Who's going to let people know that it's an option out here besides just going to nursing school for phlebotomy? I mean, after phlebotomy or getting your MA after phlebotomy, it's like, we're missing all these other gates and areas to go to. So, excuse me, that's what I would definitely tell them. Look at the different options for phlebotomy, and that's what will pique someone's interest. Because, hey, if a person is into, let's just say, drawing blood, they love phlebotomy and everything, but their major is let's just say, legal. They want to be a lawyer or something like that. Hey, now they can get into forensic science. And now they can get into forensic phlebotomy. And, you know, hey, now you're dealing with DUI patients and getting blood draws for them, so really at the crime scene and stuff like that. And I have a person, a mentee named Ashley, she's actually doing right now. She's doing that right now with the Las Vegas Police Department. So she's working with them. But that lets you know, like, hey, you're the master in learning that. So now if you wanted to open up the doors for people to want to have police academy, mobile phlebotomist, forensics, whatever, you can teach these people because you're the master at it. You're the first person that did this because there's nobody in the phlebotomy world that's doing it. Almost like I just told you that you're doing this interview, you know, as the first person that, you know, is interviewing these phlebotomists around the world. But hey, you're the master at it, you know, but we start as a seed and then we continue to grow. And then people see the content that we're putting out there so that they can see that we're growing. So we're no longer Arm Hug LLC. We're Arm Hug LLC with Ulta Labs. We're requesting tests with sneak people. People, now we're more trustworthy. Now we're telling these, turn these cold patients into warm patients because they see the growth. They see that we're reliable and credible laboratories now, you know? So now it's not just Arm Hug LLC by itself. We have growth. We have, you know, progressed.
Yeah, thank you so much. There's so much that I'm just thinking about and a lot of the things that you said, I think a lot of people are going to take away a lot from just your experience and your passion. So, I mean, honestly, thank you for bringing that energy here today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's amazing to just watch everybody, like, from exactly what you said, from all over the world, like, everybody has the same goal, right? It's phlebotomy. We all love our patients. We want to do the best to save lives. That's what we're here for. So thank you, Khalil, so much. Really appreciate your time today. And
thank
I'm
you.
Going to let you go because I know how busy you are. And we'll stay connected and definitely we'll keep you posted.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. I do appreciate you.